You're listening to the Renzo Republic.
You are now tuning in to the Classical Liberal Podcast with your host, Alex Shaw.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Classical Liberal Podcast. It's your host, Alex Shaw. And today, ladies and gentlemen, I have a very, very great guest. One of my favorite guests, actually, because me and him, we actually know each other in real life. We didn't just, you know, see each other on the internet and start sending messages. I literally met this young man because he's like a year younger than me, unfortunately. I should be the younger one, but that's all right. And he is such an inspiration, guys. I tell you, before I introduce it, if you didn't read the title, obviously you know who it is, but I'm going to wait. I'm going to make a surprise for those of you who are just clicking and whatnot. This guy has helped me so much on my podcast. When I first started thinking about my podcast and doing a podcast, I was actually listening to his show and a couple of others, and I was like, man, this fucking guy is doing a great job. I think I can be better than him. So I started to think, maybe I can. And then I started to see the real work, you know. He sent me links. He sent me all this information. And I realized I probably can't beat him. Not right now, but I will. And that, folks, is RJ Martinez. Welcome to the show.
Alex, thanks for having me on. And thanks for such a great introduction. I do greatly appreciate that.
You know, I try to be as nice as possible. You know, I got to tell the truth where it is, man. That's the truth. You were just so fucking awesome. Your show is awesome.
You know, it's funny. I've got a quick story for you. I have this one guy message my fan page a while back, and I typically don't read the fan page messages, not because I'm an elitist prick or anything, but mainly because I just don't like really talking to people that message the page, because typically they're like complaining or bitching, and I'm just not in the mood for that. So I outsourced that to my producer, my brother Ryan. And one time I got a message from this one guy, and he's like, "Salutations and greetings. I wanted to ask, what would it take to start my own podcast? I would like one to compete against yours because I know someone who knows you." And I'm making fun of this guy because of the way he wrote. I mean, anyone that starts salutations has to sound like they have, like, you know, a severe disability. Or
hey,
something.
Maybe he's just he's really fancy. Salutations, friend.
This is the Confederate corner. Yeah, something like that. But he was like, if you can do it, anyone can. And it's like that passive aggressive tone where it's just like, you know, I want to find him and like get a picture of him that's really bad and just meme the hell out of him. No, I'm glad that you were much more respectful than that gentleman. I hope he burns in hell.
Oh, wow. So. Wow. You really, there's some hate coming out of that mic right now.
Oh, just justified rage. Just a little rage. Justified rage.
Just a little bit. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I invited RJ to come on today, not only just to talk about his show, but also talk about taxation, taxation, taxation. Now, I used to be a Democrat, and I remember me and you used to kind of do that whole, you know, pick on each other on Facebook with comments with you outwitting my every turn because I was being stupid. So
it only took like 6 years for you to admit that. So hey, I'm a little bit proud of myself.
It's okay. You know, if you want to say you're one of the tipping points, then go ahead and take that mantle. Go ahead.
I'll take all of it. 110%. Because honestly, like I've been where you've been. I was not always this way. You know, I'm not even the same person I was a year ago in terms of my thoughts on things. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was first getting started actively in politics, and there's a little bit backstory, I won't take up too much time, but, you know, I called myself Mitt Romney's worst volunteer because I knew I didn't want Barack Obama to win, but I knew that a majority of the Republicans that were elected in, you know, just federal government, because no one cared about state government when I was getting involved, you know, they just sucked. So I was like, I've got no inspiration for this. You know, I was just your outright regular neocon, you know, flag waving type of guy. And eventually it took me down a crazy, like, you know, it's like Alice in Wonderland on acid, but that, you know, Alice in Wonderland is basically a story on acid. But basically, you know, it takes time for those things to happen. And not many people are brave enough to question what they believe and actually confront what they believe. And it takes a lot more courage to say, hey, I changed my mind completely on something. So if I sound like I'm giving you crap, I am, but honestly, I've got much more respect for you than like a good dozen people I know who may have changed their opinion on one thing, and then they're still trying to say, well, at the end of the day, I'm still right.
See, that's a bad thing, and that's one of the reasons why I started this podcast, because I realized I was wrong, and I straight up told them, like, in the very first episode, I came out and said, I was being dumb and I take back what I said, you know, and this is what I think now. And this is just how it is. And a lot of people, they just miss that point. They just miss actually changing their views if they're wrong. If they're wrong, they're just like, well, you know, it's because of this or it's because of that. They don't want to take that personal responsibility of them being dumb. And I was being dumb, obviously. But what? Let's talk about your show for one. That's one thing that I know, because I like to listen to your show and I have enjoyed it. I really have. So tell us a little bit about that. What is it about your show that is just so fun, so awesome? Why'd you make it pretty much?
Yeah, well, for the record, folks, only my family and close friends like Alex can call me RJ. So you come up to me, I don't know you, and you call me RJ. I'm purposely going to ignore you. secondly, the name of my show is The Remso Republic. It's The Remso Republic Podcast, R-E-M-S-O. We've been going strong for about 2 seasons now. We've got season 3 coming out on July 5th. By the time you hear this episode, Alex, I don't know when you air it, but, you know, July 5th at that point. Totally check out our premiere episode. We've got my good friend Mark Clare coming on. And Mark was kind of like what I was to you when I was starting my podcast out. I did it because I had spent several years as a political blogger. I mainly focused my research work on political economy, which, for those of you that don't know what that term means, it's basically the interaction between government and the market. So I focused on that, and I also focused on education a lot. And the rabbit trail kind of took me on to student activism, where I became a community organizer. For those of you that only think of Barack Obama when you think of community organizer, King, no, I was not a drug dealer. So basically I go from that and I start jumping into politics. I'm a staffer, and then I join the drudgery of the world. I become a consultant. So around what I thought was my last campaign, where I was a campaign manager for an independent city council candidate, just gone through several election cycles. We're getting towards like the real heat of the GOP primaries. And at that point, my race ends and I'm just like, you know, I'm done with this stuff, because I can't change anything politically, because I can have candidates that are awesome. I can have candidates that have platforms that have the right solution to things. But, you know, politics, as Andrew Breitbart once said, is downstream of culture. And you're not going to get people to go out to the vote, to the polling place, and vote for your things if they don't actually believe in it. Right. So with the blogs, you know, the thing about blogging is most people just see your picture on a headline, share it on their crazy Marxist aunt's Facebook wall, and then say, see, someone else is saying what I'm saying. What you going to do now? Come at me.
And they didn't even read the article. They sped read it, found 2 sentences they like, and then posted it.
I told an editor for one of the sites that syndicated my blogs, I told him, you know, I could straight up write down a recipe for like spaghetti and meatballs and put a completely like separate, like, you won't believe what this politician did, and people will share it around. It can go viral, but no one would read it. And that was both true and shocking, because let me tell you, folks, you do not make much money blogging, especially when you're a political blogger. They're a dime a dozen. I never made much money doing that. But I thought, you know what? People like to be entertained. I've got a message out there which isn't necessarily unique, but I like to think that I give a perspective that you're not going to necessarily hear elsewhere. And I go at it because, unlike a lot of other podcast hosts, there are a lot of great podcast hosts out there, but I'm one of the few that's actually, you know, I've been in the think tank world. I've been a student activist. I've done campaign work. I've been on Capitol Hill, and I've done all that and everything else. So, you know, coming into it, I knew that I had some stories, and I had some friends that could help me tell those stories. So we started the podcast like April 2016, and from there the rest is just, you know, history. We've had a great run. I only thought it was gonna last a couple episodes, but by the time you hear this, we'll have broken episode 100 of the show. And I've gotten to talk to some amazing people, and we've had some amazing things happen. I mean, it's been a worthwhile experience, and I hope that some of you, after you're done listening to Alex, of course, because you need to listen to Alex and the Classical Liberal Podcast first, totally come by and check out the show, hear an episode or two, and if you like me, subscribe, because, you know, my biggest thing is I want to help make freedom fun again. That's a lot like what you're doing here, Alex. I want to have a good time, because at the same time, you know, you can hear current events and commentary anywhere else. I want you to come here, learn something you didn't even think you wanted to learn. and laugh at the end of it. Because if you're not having fun while making freedom fun again, you're doing something wrong.
And so, I love that. I love that catchphrase, by the way. You know, making freedom fun again. I was like, that's pretty much like what I like to do. I like that.
I need to get on t-shirts.
I need to get a time machine and go back in the past, stop you from saying it, karate chop you in the face, and then take it and put it on my show. That's what I need to do. And that's
unless somebody already copyrighted the time machine.
Oh, God damn it.
Trapped in like intellectual property limbo.
You know, I'm just going to pull a Flash. I'm just going to fuck up the whole universe. That's all I'm going
to do. Don't go Flashpoint, man. You're
I'm just going to fuck up every little thing I can just because I want to be the best.
Welcome to the classical communist and Remso Federation. We're all exactly. Russians now.
Hey, man, as long as I get to have, like, you know, my nice long beard, because, you know, I can't grow a beard with a damn. If that my Russian DNA, like, comes into my body and actually inserts my beard, hell yeah, I'll take it. All for the beard, okay?
My name is Alexander Rasputin from Tennessee.
All I do is, like, climb trees and, you know, sit with my wife in my fire and kill bears. That's what
fight
I do.
Bear and bull and moose.
But I wanted to learn something from you on this episode. Just kind of me personally. I know it sounds selfish, guys. Hear me out, because you guys know I'm pretty selfish when it comes to certain things. But taxation is a big issue for a lot of people. And the reason why, main reason why I wanted to talk about it is because right now I'm in the process of working with the Libertarian Party here in Tennessee, and I know you have torn up your libertarian card and throwing that out.
Can I curse on your show?
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, because I just want to let people know. Yeah, like when he says that I tore up my card, like that shit's as dead as disco. So yeah. Well, I still love libertarians, though. I mean, I hate the Libertarian Party, but I love libertarian candidates. You know, I'll probably vote libertarian in the upcoming governor's race here in Virginia. You know, I'm a split ticket guy. The one reason why I became a Republican back in November is because I realized that if I go to all the local Republican events, because I'm who I am, the neocons will leave. So I like to think I'm doing my public service that way. But yeah.
Well, the reason
more
why
power to you. More power to you.
Only reason why I bring up that is because the Libertarian Party, we have problems, obviously. And as you know, I'm sure
well,
you
no
discussed
shit.
It too. Oh, we have lots of problems, all right? The kind of problems where someone is stripping at your convention and getting on stage. That kind of fucking problem, all right?
Yeah, that's conservative compared to recent stuff, please.
Just saying, just putting out something there, something light. And a lot of the libertarian candidates like to pull out this whole taxation. You know, taxation is theft. I agree. But they talk about repealing every little bit of taxation. And that's when people fret. They're like, am I going to lose my welfare check? Holy shit. Okay. Are we going to have something to pay roads? Are they not going to pay for libraries? How are we going to make our – how is our society going to function? How is that going to happen? So what do you think? So actually, before we go there, let's cut to a commercial break. And Remso will tell me, because I'm learning here, guys. I want to learn here. He's going to tell me what the fuck to think about this situation. We'll be right back.
The voice of the Liberty Generation, Remso W. Martinez.
Take the show on the go by subscribing to the Remso Republic on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and YouTube. Don't be left out.
Hey everyone, the Johnny Rocket Launchpad is Liberty. Each week we strive to bring you the best guests in talk radio. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad delivers weekly interviews of noteworthy politicians, experts, and activists. The Johnny Rocket Launchpad is bringing the party to the Libertarian Party and launching ideas in your direction. Check us out at johnnyrocketlaunchpad.com. You can hear me, Kurt Nelson, and the beautiful Heather Nixon talk about the ideas of liberty, rock and roll.
Hey guys, Tim Preuss here, and I wanted to take a minute and invite you to stop over to PreussPodcast.com and give our show a listen. We've got in-depth commentary on the issues that matter to you.
These hookers. Fucking whores are out there.
These hookers, man, I tell you.
Yeah, that's like the most contact I've had with the hooker.
Them yelling at you.
Them yelling at me at Twitter.
We break down the most pressing issues of our time.
This what? Large lady with like tight clothing on. Not appropriately linked tight clothing either.
And we get the most intelligent analysis from friends of ours like Jeffrey Tucker.
You pulled over engine trouble and what happened?
I don't know. Oh God.
Seriously though, we love putting on a show that both entertains and educates. We're growing and we'd be thrilled if you joined us. Check out PreussPodcast.com for more. That's PreussPodcast.com.
Make sure to visit LibertarianWingMedia.com, where you can find articles written by libertarians all over the world on all of today's issues. Check out our podcast network with monthly and weekly podcasts. Check out our libertarian t-shirt store with t-shirts like Make Markets Free Again and Make Markets Not War. And you too can become an author at Libertarian Wing Media and write what you want, when you want. Just email Alex Merced at alexmerced.com. Thank you very much.
Hey, this is Paul Lathrop from the Polite Society Podcast, reminding you that this podcast is a member of the Self-Defense Radio Network. Check out all the other great podcasts on the network at selfdefenseradio.net.
Hey guys, it's Alex Shaw, and you're probably wondering, why'd you put your own commercial in your show? Well, simple. I want you guys to go visit our website and check out our YouTube page, and also give us lots and lots of your love and hatred. Come check out The Classical Liberal at theclassicalliberal.weebly.com. Come comment. Come listen to your shows. Come meet the team. We want to see you there. Thanks, guys.
This is Justin Cornett from the Recurro Media Network. We believe in spreading the ideas of self-governance and civic engagement, and as such, we're proud supporters of the Classical Liberal podcast. Come check out our articles at recurro.org. That's recurro.org.
All right, and welcome back, guys, to the Classical Liberal Podcast. If you guys are just clicking in the middle of it, I hate you, and please continue to listen because I actually love you, and I need you. So we left off basically at asking Remzo here about taxation. How can it work? Why is taxation theft? Why is that such an important concept to understand?
What makes sex not rape?
Consent.
What makes me going to McDonald's not robbery?
Well, it depends on what McDonald's you go to, but consent.
Or yeah, actually, I mean, something. What makes two people bartering things not, you know, one person taking full advantage of the other?
You know, actually a fair deal, you know, me giving you money in exchange for your labor, you know,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
It's consent. Like everything is based off consent. So how is taxation not theft?
You're helping society though, Remzo. You're saving the poor and the sick.
You're society. I didn't sign a social contract.
You did. As soon as you were born on American soil, you signed a social contract that was obviously signed in your blood all over the floor. Obviously.
And that's where essentially we're leading to this part, because you've got two things going on. One, you've got libertarians who are anarcho-capitalists, and I'm mm-hmm. I'm splitting hairs at this point, folks. Mm-hmm. So definitely hang on to me. You've got the anarcho-capitalists that will say, yes, taxation is theft, the state is irrelevant, abolish the state. You know, if you've got like a 10-step program, they just want to go step 10. Alex, I'm like you. I'm a classical liberal. I'm that type of strand. So I do believe that because we are fallen men, a state is going to happen. I don't think it's good. I wish we didn't have it, but it's going to be there in one way, shape, or form. Right. When it comes to taxation, you know, I agree with the founders. It should only go to sustain a military and a couple government buildings, and that's essentially it. Everything else is supposed to go back to you. In fact, it's not even supposed to be taken from you to begin with. So you look at that, and you know, I'm gonna tick off a lot of ANCAPs, because honestly, like, I don't have a problem with taxation if it's voluntary, because that's the biggest thing. I don't like anything being forced from you, because honestly, what they used to call people who were forced to give up some of their pay, and because of that they had to work all the time, they called that serfdom. And last I checked, we're not slaves and we're not serfs, we're not vassals, we're free men. So, you know, when you look at confiscatory taxation, that's the biggest problem with that. If we're going to have anything, and this is the policy nerd jumping out, you know, I believe in the consumption tax, because you feel it, because you have the choice not to pay that if you don't want a certain thing. But then again, you look at it. The biggest problem right now is that we've got a giant federal tax code that I will give Trump a thumbs up for this. I like his tax plan. I liked the Ted Cruz 14.5% flat tax that, you know, basically eliminated everything, the payroll tax, the inheritance tax and everything. But honestly, if Trump wants to bring down the tax rate so I could save a little bit more, because I did not get much when I did my when I got my tax return, I'm perfectly cool with that. Now, so anything to minimize and maximize. But the biggest thing is, you know, allow the states to go ahead and do that. We have to understand that we live in a democratic republic. We use federalism. If California wants to have a 70% income tax, let them do that if they voted on that. If Virginia wants to abolish the income tax, which is what we're trying to do here, we should have the ability to abolish the income tax. But the thing is, you've got to have a say. You've got to have consent. Because ultimately, if you don't have consent and you're just taking from people, you're looting at large. That's called legal plunder. And last I checked, that's called theft.
Now, with that, all that said, though, and when we talk about like these different tax rates and tax itself, why – and it actually blows my mind, folks. It really does blows my mind when I hear this. When someone says, oh, you don't believe in getting taxed. Well, I'm happy to get taxed to help those in need. So if you're so happy to do get taxed, you know, why not voluntarily give your money? Why do you, the government has to hold your hand for you to volunteer your funds? If that's what you believe in, that's what you say, which we get a lot of that rhetoric, especially around here, like in Knoxville, Tennessee. A lot of people are like, well, we should be taxed so we can do this and do that. Well, you can't, you don't have to tax us. You can just say, I volunteer my labor, the earnings from my labor, to give to you back to the city.
The cute thing about that is when people say we need to be taxed in order to give something that was taken from somebody, give it to somebody else, is that what they're secretly saying is, I want someone to go to you at gunpoint and take your money and give it to someone who I think needs it.
Right.
Because one of the great superstitions of the state religion is that taxation and welfare and EBT and SNAP programs and WIC and all that stuff, it's all done as a form of government charity. The government isn't a charity, because the thing about charity is you have to be charitable. In order to be charitable, you have to have some compassion. In order to be compassionate, you have to have passion about something. In order to have passion about something, that means you have to have the will to get involved. I tithe to my church. I give to Wounded Warrior. I donate to things I like. What makes that way better than taxes? What makes it better is that I wanted to get involved. It's my money. It's your property. The great superstition secondary to that is that, where does the money come from? You know, if you don't understand the root of money, you're never going to understand the root of taxation. The great liberal progressive myth is that money is created by the government and dispersed, and because of that, the market is essentially, it has to be dictated by the government because we're using their money. That's right and wrong. We are using their money, but what if I want to use Bitcoin? You know, I paid for something in gold one time. You know, it's crazy. I won't get into that story, but
saying, you need to buy gold. Just buy gold, okay? Quickly.
Buy gold and silver. That's not legal advice. I'm not an expert, but I'm doing it.
I'm a total idiot expert. Buy gold and silver right fucking
now. Do it. Go call the hotline. But anyway.
Do something.
But the biggest thing is, you know, money is a product of you. It's an extension of your mind. It's an extension of your labor. It's an extension of what you produce. That money is an extension of you. People, you know, they'll hear that. I had a gentleman. I was talking to this one gentleman who worked at the Federal Reserve on the Metro one time. He worked out of, I think it's the New York based Federal Reserve office, and he was coming up to D.C. and we were talking about that. And he's like, but no, we adjust the rates. And the Treasury prints money, and that's how money's there. I'm like, no, money is anything that anyone puts value into. It's what we exchange. It's what we create. But here's the thing. It has to be created. Money is an extension of me. If I'm stingy, it's because if I put something somewhere, I have to invest in it. When it comes to taxes and they're putting it towards one welfare program or another, or they're putting it towards the massive fund X, Y, and Z, you don't know where it goes. It's not being held responsibly by anyone else, because if they were handling your money responsibly, why would they constantly have to say we need an increase? Why would they constantly say that we have fraud, waste, and abuse? You know, Democrats believe in fraud, waste, and abuse just as much as Republicans do. It just depends on who's in charge. But It comes down to that. And if you don't understand that money is an extension of you, it's what you create through being productive. Nothing else will matter, because I could say taxation is theft, taxation is theft, taxation is theft a million times to somebody. But until they understand why I'm saying that, until they understand why it's so personal, they'll never understand it. It's the root of money.
And it's so crazy. You know, I got to tell a story. The other day, it was like maybe like 4 days ago, right? And I got this new job. You know, I'm here clerking and working in the courts and stuff here in Knoxville. And I take a look at my paycheck. I get my paycheck. I'm excited. I'm like, God, I scored a good job. I'm out of college. I'm doing my thing. And I start looking at the taxes, what they take away. You know, you're talking $88, $75, $106 out of my paycheck, out of my labor.
Oh, your fiance is going to be asking you who FICA is, because that shit takes out a lot of money.
Yes, she certainly does. And I did not realize. And you know what? Here's the funny part. I talk about a lot, especially even before I started the podcast. You know, I talked about how I was so good at managing my money, which I was and I still am. But when I look back at it now, how my mind is now, I never actually looked at the taxes. What are they legitimately taxing me for? Because I think right now, especially with our group of people, our millennials, they have this mindset that government is here. Government is always here, and it will always, always be there. So therefore, we shouldn't really, really ask that much for it. We really shouldn't like go and say, why are we getting taxed for this? Why are we getting taxed for that? We shouldn't do that. And that's what a lot of millennials think, unfortunately. And now at this point in time, when I look at my checks and I see how much money is being pulled out, how I could have kept like almost 300 something extra bucks in my paycheck, that upsets the shit out of me. I mean, I was literally screaming in my car. I was like, I'm going to choke some fucking governed person. God damn it. I was so angry. And that just, and the fact that we can't actually have a legitimate talk about taxation without someone pulling the guilt card, as if all of humanity, our whole country, is not going to actually try to help those in need. If people in our community is not going to be like, okay, we see this epidemic going on, we're just going to keep letting it happen. We're not going to volunteer our labor. We're not going to volunteer our money. We're just going to keep letting it happen, which I think is bullshit. Complete bullshit. And I always think that's bullshit. I don't understand why people have that mindset. I never will.
I mean, they have that mindset because secretly they just really don't want to do anything. You know, it's the Kardashian effect. Everyone wants to be an activist. Everyone wants to go over and hand a Coke to somebody and end a riot. Or was it Pepsi that Kylie gave? I don't remember.
I'm so glad they took that off.
Yeah.
I was laughing my ass
off. I kind of liked it for the pure comedic value. It's like, that's what we need for world peace. Why wasn't she at every protest? You know, Ferguson is still restructuring.
We need to send her out. She needs to be a UN officer or something. Yeah,
she
can
just fix everything. Send her to North Korea. But I mean, you know, you brought up the guilt trip because, yeah, liberals are really good about throwing in the feeling and you hate the poor and everything else. And I mean, yeah, that, you know, that's cute. Honestly, like, yeah, that's cute. But honestly, like, it just bounces back. It's like a rubber bullet. I'm like Superman. It can shoot me. It's just going to go ricochet. Because here's the thing. Progressivism, the religion of the state, statism, all of that stuff, all of that cabal of we should give more and we should tax more. The ultimate root of that is the religion of violence. It's the idea that you are so wrong that if you don't comply, I'm going to take your property, I'm going to take your liberties, and ultimately, where does leftism always lead? They can take your life because it's justified, because it's for the grander cause, because you don't see it, because you don't care enough, because of the righteous indignation. I have the right to enforce what I believe at gunpoint. And once you say that to a liberal, oh my gosh, you're just going to get some pretty like high-pitched moronic screaming, because it's like, but the children, it's like the children.
You don't know what you're talking about.
If you care about the children, you will feed them.
Exactly.
If you care about anyone else, you will feed them. People forget communities. They had churches. Churches are still the source of the number one amount, you know, in terms of resource allocation. Churches are the best, and churches have been losing the amount. Why? Because we're taxed so much. Everything is so much more expensive because of inflation. You know, people don't realize inflation, when the value goes up, when the paper in your pocket means one thing 1 minute, and because of the rates and everything else, because of inflation, it can go lower and now it's worth nothing. That's an invisible tax. And politicians like it because they don't have to vote on it. When inflation happens, when taxation happens, we have less money to spend. We have less money to give to charity. And for those of you that are secular out there, you don't even have to give it to a church. There are secular organizations that do just fine.
There are
that
plenty.
You can donate. Yeah, I mean, there's a charity for everything. There's a charity where you can get like I think it was rehabilitation or calming pigs, calming farm pigs to people that have asthma and blindness or something like that.
But Renzo, they don't get all the money though, Renzo. That's not true. They don't get all the money. You can't do that. You can't trust them.
Yeah, because here's the funny thing. If I know a charity doesn't have a triple crown rating, there's a – I forgot what organization does the crown rating or the star rating. Yeah, there's a crown and there's a star, and there are all these other accountability groups. I can say I'm not giving to charity X and I'm going to go give it to charity C or I'm going to do my own thing. You don't get a refund with government. You don't get to say, were you accountable? Because they can blatantly say, nope, but they're still going to tax you. It's voluntary. If someone screws up, I'm never donating again, but I'm going to take it elsewhere. And that's how that person eventually fails. You saw that with the Wounded Warrior Project. You know, 90% went to overhead. They were not putting resources where they needed to go. People stopped donating to Wounded Warrior, and they went to the Gary Sinise Foundation, which has an amazing rating. And if you're going to donate to military causes, I think the Gary Sinise Foundation is doing the best for vets because they have the best ratings and you straight up know where the money's going. It's going exactly where you want it. You know, in the great, you know, NGO and charity bureaucracy, it may take a year until your money gets to the target you want, if it even gets there to begin with and it's not sent somewhere else. You know, that's the problem. I mean, you've got to have a little bit extra focus on things. And when people know that their money's being wasted, they don't want to waste it.
Right.
That's the difference between government and the market or government and charities. You get the choice to begin with to say no and I'm done. With government, you never get that.
Right. You know, thinking about it, and I keep telling myself, what is it going to take? What is it actually going to take for people to see what's happening? Because, you know, you get those videos, those fucking AJ Plus videos, which I hate AJ Plus. It's on my Twitter. It's on everything I know. I hate AJ Plus.
It's so, like, meth for the soul.
I can't really stand it. I literally just made a post about how bad AJ Plus is, but that's okay. We're going to move on. The thing I want to get to before we close out here is we haven't got to a point where – well, I think we're already at the point where taxation is too much, obviously. But for those who are generally against taking taxes away, I don't think they realize exactly what's going on. I think like I said earlier, with the guilt trip and this continuation of being indoctrinated by the government and thinking that that's the way life is supposed to be because we live in society and our society – and I can't get away from that fact, and it bothers the crap out of me. It's like, when are we going to shape up? When is too much? When are we, you know, like, you know, Venezuela or something like that? Is that too much when we're starving? When we're like doing their taxing the crap and the government controls basically everything? Is that when it's too much? That's when we need to revolt. That's when we need to actually start talking about it. Or do we need to start talking about it now?
I mean, I think the conversation is right now, and the conversation's been there for a while. That's why Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders aren't president. You know, when you look at the Libertarian Party, you know, Gary Johnson said, we're going to kill the tax code and we're going to go ahead and put in just a consumption tax. And your opinion of that, you know, good, bad, or indifferent, that was better than what a lot of people did. And then you had what I think were the two best tax codes. You had Rand Paul, 14.9. Then you had like Ted Cruz, 13.5, flat tax, eliminate the tax code, you know, obliterate the IRS at that point, because the IRS is really – it's an agency that really just looks at the interest on the national debt. You know, we can get into that another way. But I think that that's already happening. You know, whether or not you love Donald Trump or you hate him, you know, I am praying that he just keeps doing what he's doing, because at the end of the day, you and I are going to save a lot more money because our tax rates are going to get lowered to things we haven't seen, things that weren't possible prior. Even under the last Republican administration, yeah, the Bush tax cuts were good, but I'd rather have the Trump tax Solution Institute is doing. And they're running a campaign where they're basically asking, what if government had to earn your money? And I love it because they're showing they have a meme out where it's Darth Vader at a beach who's trying to filter water, and it shows him.
Yeah, I see
like,
that.
Yeah, like that's the biggest thing. You've got to ask, what if government had to earn your money? Because don't you think liberals want to know if it's being wasted? Don't you think conservatives want to know if it's being wasted? I think when you take it down to just your money's part of you and you could dictate where it goes better, I think you can get a whole coalition of people to make things go forward. And I'm optimistic because we're seeing that right now. And, you know, I didn't think in a million years we'd have the talks of let's eliminate the income tax come back in Virginia, because we had a very, very big government Democrat as governor. He'll be leaving soon. But prior to that, we had a giant government Republican who had a giant transportation bill that raised our gas taxes and everything else, and he wasted a bunch of money. But, you know, it's back. I didn't think it was going to happen. And now we even have this. I mean, we wouldn't be talking about this if it wasn't going on. Taxation is theft, and more people are starting to realize that. And people from across, you know, different political persuasions are coming together, and they're saying, you know, I want more accountability, because ultimately this isn't working. So I'm optimistic. I think things are getting better. And I think President Trump is doing a remarkable job, and he just needs to keep listening to whoever is writing this policy and just let them keep going till eventually the tax rate is zero. But, you know, that's a different story.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have ran out of time today on this episode. Thank you, Renzo, for coming on. I highly appreciate it.
Not a problem, Alex. So happy to see everything you're doing, and keep up the great work.
I'm trying, man. It's I didn't realize how much work it would be, but now that I have my full team and stuff, we're going strong. And thank you once again, guys. Tune in next week for the next episode, which I can't tell you because it's going to be a real big secret, and you guys are never going to know what it is until I release it. And please tune in. Please tune in. You guys have been doing such a great job. Please tune in to the Rims of Republic. If you guys have any time to do it, you're at work and you're slacking off like I do, tune in to the Rims of Republic. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee you. And if, you know, if you are, then fuck you. So tune in. See you guys next time. Thank you, Rimzo.
Not a problem, Alex. Take care.
Stay up to date with the latest news and updates by visiting
RemzoRepublic.com.